left corner, picks up his dribble into Steeman left wing, up to Kraft, top of the key. Reset the offense once again, less than three to play, 2:55. 40-39, Harbor Beach leads. Kraft takes the jump shot inside the
eight. It's good. Bounces around the rim three times and gets the shooter's bounce. And now it's a three-point lead for Harbor Beach, 42-19.
This is where your leaders step up. Game's on the line right now with 2:39 to go.
Harbor Beach is outshot, probably in the fourth quarter, 9-2. 42-39, Harbor Beach by three. Messing, down the D over to Austin Drake, left wing, wide open. Mitchell Cruz for three in the left corner. It's no good. Rebound, still loose. This is into Austin Drake, hands into Marshall Leifrand, the post, and it's good. Count it, and one coming for Marshall Leifrand, and he has a chance to tie this back up at 42. Steady Eddie Marshall Leifrand with 13 points, trying to make it 14 and tie it back up. Josh White and Brian White check in for number 22, Mitchell Cruz and Austin Drake. Out there for Ubley right now, both White, Leifrand, Messing, and Sweeney out there for Harbor Beach. Aaron Ginther.
Harbor Beach has switched out of their man-to-man into that 2-3 zone, and that did free up Marshall Leifrand.
Aaron Ginther, Jordan Boom, Sloan Klasky, Andrew Seaman, and Kraft out there for Harbor Beach. Three throws down the lane, and it's good. Three-point play is complete. We're back tied at 42. 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. The Orange and Black tied with the Orange and Black. 2:15 left in the fourth. Kraft across the timeline. Left to right across the radio. On the right wing into Klasky against Brian White. Back up to Ginther against Sweeney. Now Kraft left wing right at midcourt. 2 minutes to go. Dribbles to his right into in the correct corner. Back up to Ginther. He brings it to the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Gets it back to Kraft. Right at midcourt at the top. Minute 50 left in the fourth. Tied at 42 apiece. Who will get it last? Who will come out on top? Only time will tell.
Gabe Messing is talking Eli Kraft.
Now to Glasgow in the left wing, being guarded by Brian White. Now dribbles to his right, back to Kraft. On the right wing, extended. 90 seconds to play in Cass City. Both teams tied at 42. Ginther over to Glasgow in the right wing, being guarded by Brian White. Knocks it loose. Forced Glasgow to start his dribble. Minute 19 left now. 42-42. And we have a foul on Brian White with the block against Klasky. That's going to send Klasky to the line, shooting one and perhaps a bonus. That's the 19th foul on Ubley.
White was just a little premature on that because a trap was coming, and it probably would have worked.
And instead we have a timeout called by Ubley. It's a full timeout. You're tuned to WIW.
Alrighty, I just love this season. I can't stop dancing around. I'm just so excited about the warmer temperatures, the sun shining, but most of all, the mail. Yep, you guessed it, tax season. Usually, normal people don't get as excited about their taxes as I am. But once I finish, that means one thing. Income tax return, baby. What, you're not expecting to get much back? Well, let me share a little secret with you. Forget the IRS. Go visit Thumb Cellular. Just upgrade your current phone, and they'll give you a return you'll never forget. Any customer who upgrades their service or adds a new phone to their account will get $100 to spend any way they wish. You hear that? 100 smackers. Listen, if you want an HTC Merge that costs $49, then use your 100 clams towards it. Also looking for a new headset and CLA? Use your remaining $51 to pay for it. Are you coming around yet? It's such a great season, isn't it? Hey, by the way, no W-2 form needed.
Terms of service apply. Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Tied at 42. Ubley and Harbor Beach with 74 seconds left to play. Full timeout called by Ubley. Ryan Brown, listen to Harbor Beach. Ryan, what you find out for us?
After the free throws, it's all about defense for Harbor Beach and keeping everybody out of the lane and getting every rebound they can.
Sloan Klasky at the line, shoot 1-1. First one, good. Sloan Klasky makes his first, gets the second one. His single bonus gives the Harbor Beach a one-point lead, 43-42. Minute 14 left in the fourth. Second one's up, and that one's good. Two-point lead for Harbor Beach, 44-42 over Ubley. Nick Sweeney gets it in for Ubley. Marshall Leifrand now has him across half court. Minute 8 left. He gets it over to Sweeney on the right wing. Trying to feed it into Josh White. Nothing there, so he picks up his dribble. Back up top of the key, over to left wing to Gabe Messing. Playing with four fouls as well as Josh White. Aaron Ginther as well for Harbor Beach. passing, dribbling top of the key, 50 seconds now. Into the corner, Nick Sweeney for three. It's up, and it rims in and out. Rebound. Last touch by Howard Beach, out of bounds. Ubley ball, 48.1 seconds left. Ubley trails by two. They can tie it up or take the lead on this possession. This one, like I said, coming down to the wire. It's going to ask for a better rematch. Leibrandt gets it knocked out of bounds on the inbound from Sloan Classy. Don't even think of that last play. It didn't even happen. Now we have 46.4 seconds left. Ubley ball on the left side of your radio on their own baseline. Brian White passing this in, sticks in the left corner. Dribbles back up to the right wing. Then down to the key, 40 seconds left. Now on the left wing, going against Ginther from a distance. Holmer's loading the left side. Gabe Messing passes into Brian White in the left post, going against Booms. Nothing there. Gabe Messing has in the middle of the paint. Ginther chucks it up in the middle of the paint. No good. And we have a foul after Sloan Classy brings in the rebound. He is fouled. That's the 10th team foul on Ugly. So Sloan Classy walking 90 feet. To the line to shoot two. Harbor Beach on their feet. Ubley suddenly gone silent. Mitchell Drews is going to be passed coming in after the first free throw. Out there right now for Ubley, we have Sweeney Messing, who just fouled out. Fouls to number 32, Gabe Messing. That's his fifth. So they sub him in right now. Mitchell Drews is out there now with Sweeney, Brian White, Marshall Leifrand, Josh White for Harbor Beach. At the line, shooting two, Sloan Classy, as well as Jordan Booms, Andrew Seaman, Eli Kraft, Aaron Gisler. 27.7 seconds left. First free throw's up, and it's good. Harbor Beach just explodes with excitement. Second one is coming up. Harbor Beach with a three-point lead, 27.7 seconds left.
You'll know if he makes it by the crowd noise.
I would say so, or the crackle on your radio. That's good. And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach with a four-point lead. And it's a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. 27.7 seconds left, four-point lead, 46-42, Harbor Beach over Ubley.
Insurance. Not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, auto, home, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Ever consider giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, life would be a lot more simple. Now with two locations, visit your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon, in Harbor Beach, or by calling 479-3288, or in Ubley by calling 658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yon, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288, or in Ubley at 658-8538.
Here comes Ubley down the court. Sweeney gets held up right at the right elbow. Ubley, Harbor Beach fans can't believe it. They're going like crazy. But it was indeed a foul. But the line shooting two is going to be Nick Sweeney. That's the ninth team foul on Harbor Beach. Excuse me, eighth? Yes, that's the eighth, and it goes against number 44, Sloan Classy, with three. Nick Sweeney at the line shooting two, trying to bring this back into a one-possession game. It's up and it's good. Now it's a three-point game. 46-43. Ryan Brown, what'd you find out on that timeout from Harbor Beach?
Harbor Beach wants to do is just show some light pressure coming off the floor, not foul, which they did, but after this, there's no fouling.
Thank you, Ryan. Second free throw is up for Nick Sweeney. Goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And we have a timeout. Ken Bickla met the ref on the baseline. The full timeout, 46-44, with 23.2 seconds left in this one. We're going to stay here. Right, John, what
Nick Sweeney just made quite a play. I mean, he was up the court with about one second flat. He threw a foul, got on the line. I mean, it's a textbook, because what you want to do is stick to the line, the clock is stopped, and they're scoring. And now, a two-point deficit, and who knows, 23.2 seconds is an eternity.
Now, if you're Ubley, do you foul right away and get the ball back in your own hand, or do you let Harbor Beach dribble, wait out, and then foul later on?
Well, with the double bonus, it's going to be a two-shot foul anyway, so you're going to have to pick and choose who you're going to foul.
it definitely would not be Sloan Klasky. And that's exactly who Harbor Beach should be putting the ball in the hands of, or Eli Kraft. Yes, foul right.